2 years ago, we met Yvonne Lefebvre of Lansing's Go Green Trikes. Lefebvre is the founder and president of the Capital Area company that makes its rounds on a fleet of cargo-carrying electric-assist tricycles. Yvonne's grown her business throughout our area since we last heard from her. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Yvonne Lefebvre earlier this week near her Lansing East Side neighborhood base for an update. They were joined by Allen Neighborhood Center Exchange Manager John McCarthy. We'll hear from them in a moment after this 2014 flashback with Peter and Yvonne.
Now, you're doing some pedaling as we're moving at about top speed, 19 miles an hour. Is that to save battery?
It is, yeah. It gives me something to do.
Okay, get a little exercise while you're at it. Nice.
That was Yvonne Lefebvre and me on her electric assist delivery trike about 2 years ago, riding through Lansing's East Side neighborhood. A lot has happened in the expansion of Go Green Trikes since our ride around.
Let's see, I launched the business Earth Day, April 22nd, 2014, so it's been just a little over 2 years now. Since then, I've quit my day job. That's fairly recent as of Earth Day this year. and I have two more trikes coming to the fleet, so that makes... I've lost count. I think I have 12, including my cargo bikes, and that doesn't include the trailers. So, yeah, quite a few different vehicles at my disposal.
A few months into Go Green Trikes, Yvonne had a couple deliveries a week.
This week is my 100th delivery of the year. So whatever that works out to, I've done over 1,000 miles already just in deliveries this year.
That's great.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yvonne made business and personal deliveries of all kinds on her fleet of trikes. It's not easy for her to pin down a description of a typical customer.
Different types of folks that are attracted to working with me. Not only as trikers, folks that contract with me, but also customers. You know, other business owners, small businesses that don't have their own fleet. Even ones that do have their own fleet, but may or may not have enough drivers. Also folks that have subcompact cars. There was a delivery last week from Home Depot. The box was 30 inches wide, 32 inches high, and 49 inches deep. And you're not going to fit that in a subcompact.
No, but you can fit it in this one right here.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Just in it went.
Like any other city bike rider, Yvonne Lefebvre has to live in the greater world of car and truck traffic, negotiating that sometimes contentious world where two or three wheels meet four or more.
It depends on the drivers, of course. For the most part, it's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I have on the back of the trike, one of those orange triangles that you see for a slow moving vehicle. So that clues them in ahead of time. At night, I have running lights all over it, so people can see it. And
your running lights are hundreds of white Christmas tree lights.
Exactly, yeah. And during the Christmas season, they're actually all different colors. But yeah, for regular nighttime deliveries, they're all white.
Highly visible.
Highly visible, and I see that people are smiling when they see it, because, you know, it looks like a float going down the street. So they're already predisposed to be okay with me being there.
I've met Yvonne Lefebvre today at the Allen Neighborhood Center, where John McCarthy is exchange manager.
We have a great relationship with Yvonne. Whenever we need a delivery, she's there to deliver for us. And she also brings in our bread basket from Panera and bacon cakes on a weekly basis. Every Monday and Tuesday mornings, she's delivering the donated breads to us that we then in turn use for our food pantry on Tuesday morning.
Before working with Go Green Trikes, it was John who had to make food pantry and other Allen Center deliveries. After Go Green, McCarthy was able to save time to focus on other tasks.
It helps to know that I won't have to leave the office for a delivery. Deliveries take up a large portion of your day when you have to pack it up and, you know, go there and then come back and it just kind of puts a wrench in your whole day. So having Yvonne to be that wrench for us really helps out.
Saving time is one thing that's grown the relationship between Go Green Trikes and the Allen Neighborhood Center. John McCarthy says it's also
the funness of Yvonne. She's a fun person to work with. And also, people really like getting their deliveries by bike. It's something, it's unique to us. It's unique to Yvonne. It's also unique to us because it's the only delivery service that we use. So whenever there is a delivery, it's Yvonne. You know, so
what is it that people like about getting deliveries by bike? I mean, obviously it's Yvonne, but the bike itself is delightful too. It's got to be, just to have that pull up and make you feel good about what you're doing.
Definitely, definitely. It helps save gas and save the environment, and it brings more of a community and local feel to it. And that's really what we're about at the Allen Marketplace. We pull from so many different farmers. You know, the closest ones are a couple blocks away. The furthest ones are under 50 miles away. So it's really keeping that local in the Allen Marketplace and Allen Neighborhood Center.
The three of us move into the Allen Center building to pick up the day's delivery. Yvonne is heading to Lansing's East High School to deliver food for its Quaker Packs. East High, the Allen Center, and Go Green have partnered to help feed hungry kids fresh food in the Lansing area. We start off in the cooler.
What are you getting there, Yvonne?
I'm getting 2 boxes of eggs.
I'll step out of the way so we don't crash into each other and drop the eggs. It'd be a bad way to start the delivery.
No, I'm broken eggs, no.
The Quaker Pack Project has also given the opportunity for area growers, bakers, and other businesses to assist families and kids in need.
The green onions are from Smith Greenhouse, right down the street here in Mount Hope. The baked goods are from Sweet Treats.
John keeps the boxes and bags coming, sacks stuffed full of greens and other veggies, and tubs full of muffins start to fill up Yvonne's pickup bed-sized delivery crate.
The great thing about this job, Yvonne, must be combining cardio and weights.
Oh, definitely. Some days more than others. I had a delivery last week that it was lightweight, but it was out to St. John's.
St. John's?
St. John's.
Lansing to St. John's and back is just about 50 miles, give or take. I had to ask Yvonne how that half-century ride came about.
It's another fun part of my job that I like to create connections between people. And for this particular one, a friend was just diagnosed with some disease. And so a friend here in Lansing was like, I can't get there. I can't show my support until the weekend at the earliest. Can you go up and, you know, I baked this bread. Can you go take it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just cool stuff like that. Like, of course I'm going to do it. So, yeah. I love little things like that that help build community. Okay.
All right.
Well, safety first. They help all right.
With her green and white trike loaded up, that was that. Yvonne was on her way to East High School with a full load of fresh garden greens and baked treats for Lansing kids.
Out there. Thanks again, Yvonne.
Not a problem.
Yvonne Lefebvre is president and founder of Go Green Trikes in Lansing. John McCarthy is exchange manager of Allen Neighborhood Center, also in Lansing. Thanks, John. Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Ward.